Hey, bird.
We're on a corgi, actually.
We should really be learning a lot here in a few minutes from the Cowboys.
I think so.
We will. I'm really going to tip their hand.
I bet they'll tell us who they're taking.
Yeah, we're going to know what first round grades they have on which player, who they are going to take at 12. This is going to be great.
What? It's just so crazy, but such is the Cowboys. What time do y'all leave?
To something.
Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that'll get us started because what are some cities you think you hated as a kid and never wanted to visit?
Philadelphia.
But are actually really cool?
Oh.
Pittsburgh is one for me because I hated the Steelers so much growing up as a kid.
Yeah, I've never been to Philadelphia, but I feel like I hate it.
I've only been once. It's fine. I think
Philly's cool.
I think to me it was Nashville because I just thought it was about country music. And that's it. And that's not my genre. So what's the point? But it's so much more than that. And I love that town.
You thought everybody walking around was just screaming country music and wearing cowboy.
Still, well, not that. It's just if you're going to kick it, like you're going on Broadway.
Right.
That is just country music and that's what it's all about. Whereas New Orleans, you have the different types of music, and maybe even Memphis on Beale Street is more blues or whatever. So right. I just thought that Nashville was just all about country music. So I was like, yeah, I never want to go to Nashville. But now I want to go all the time because it's so much more than that. It's a great town.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a city outside of Philadelphia that I have zero desire to visit.
Philly's cool. I have no issue with Philadelphia whatsoever. I've been there a couple of times, and, you know, the touristy stuff is fine.
Yeah.
And,
Minneapolis is cool.
Yeah, I would figure it looks cool.
Look,
I never thought about
town,
it that way.
As a kid growing up, it was Pittsburgh number one, just because they killed me.
Yeah.
But I, you know, you guys will, you'll love it. I think it's a really, really cool place.
Yeah, Pittsburgh is
cool. We get so bogged down, or I did as a kid, stereotyping towns just based on sports teams and things like that.
Everyone
and that's just
did.
The most,
yeah.
unfair thing to do to cities
because
ever.
You probably mentioned the people who don't live here in Dallas and they all think we ride horses and do all
that's
this
true.
Other stuff. They
like,
think
man,
that's
they don't
the want to
come down here and they
right.
come down here like, where's your horse? What are you talking
right,
about?
Right. So I think you just have that, what you thought about that city the whole entire time. And I think a lot of people, if they even mention New Orleans, so you think about, you know, dangerous or voodoo or whatever it is. And then you go there and it's like, all right, I never really feel like anything bad is going to happen to me. And it's a fun city.
Yeah. Every town has got bad parts to it or, you know, scarier parts than certain others. If it's a major city, it's going to have a total S-hole area.
No
every
doubt. Every single,
one of them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't none of them free and clear of that. But
yeah, I will say, like, before I ever moved to Birmingham, Alabama, and it's like, hey, you want to move to Birmingham? Like, Birmingham, Alabama?
Right.
No way. Because
right.
in your head, you're like, man, that's everything that you think of with the Civil Rights Movement and all that. And then I lived there, and I love it. I absolutely love Birmingham.
Yeah, I think you can get to know a city pretty quickly, too. I mean, in turn. A lot of cities, though, are directly affected not only by sports but by weather too.
Right.
Right? You know, like, and it's not stereotypical to say that it gets really cold in the Northeast
sure.
for an extended period of time, and that really bothers me. That's,
or you, if you go to Phoenix the wrong time of the year, you step outside and your skin melts off.
Right. Or Dallas.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, there are people that cannot believe
that's very
we
true.
Live here
yep.
in the summer.
Yep.
That's true.
You know, and in some of the places like in the Northeast, and I've never been up that way, and I feel like I don't have a desire to go up that way. But I think if you visit, of course, you'll find some spots like, okay, that's not as bad as I thought it was going
right.
to be if you go at the right time. You can go to any place at the wrong time, weather-wise or whatever, and you say, man, I hate this. Because when we visited Seattle the first time, it was
rainy and all that.
It was the Romo. It was the Romo dropped extra point.
Yeah.
And it was dark at 4:30. It was cold. It was rainy. It was miserable. And I thought, who wants to come here? This
right.
sucks.
Yeah, but
and then I went again in the summertime, and Seattle is great.
It makes sense.
But the first impression was so bad. I don't ever want to go back. And I did.
And that stings you, too, the first impression thing. Right. Yep. And there's only a few places. I mean, we go to one of them every single year up there in that Ventura area where weather-wise, it never changes.
Yeah.
And so if you like that, then that's the spot for you. 75 to 80 every single day.
Yeah.
Maybe varying by 4 degrees or 5 degrees in February and January and February, but
I will bet you LA has a worse reputation than New York.
Probably.
And there are some people who are like, man, I will never go to LA. Yeah, because the airport gives you the worst impression
when the traffic is just ridiculous and all that. Yeah.
Yep.
As we get into another hockey series and the hate starts to grow for certain Wild players, is this the one sport where we start immediately hating players more than any other? That you don't know.
Yeah, I think this is. Because you're probably... don't know a lot of hockey players. Like, I would say you will start hating when you play someone in basketball in a series. So, you know, you see them and they're killing you for three or four games. You hate that dude. But you're more apt to know that person than the hockey dudes. So, yeah, Minnesota, man, they can bite it. That whole entire team.
No doubt they sure can. Yeah, I probably put more stock into that with that, yeah.
Devin Booker, bitch. I grew to hate him. I didn't hate him before the Mavericks played them. I wasn't a fan or anything, but I didn't hate him. And then you grew to literally just seethe every time that guy got the ball.
The early Luka playoff series with the Clippers, you just hated the Clippers.
Yeah, that's true.
San Antonio with those early Dallas with Dirk, hated San Antonio. It runs deep, but I think it just runs deeper because you don't know and you're not paying a ton of attention in the regular season to hockey. Well, and then when a series starts and you just see how these guys are just getting on your nerves, it just grows.
And you might have, in basketball, you tend to hate the other team and those guys are really, really good. In hockey, you may hate a dude that's a fourth liner that might not play every game in the series.
but you still hate him because he's getting under your skin. Yeah.
Well, and then imagine back in the day when hockey had literal goons. They had dudes that were out there to cause trouble and to start fights and things like that. And
for sure.
And I remember that back in the Stars era too, when, you know, in the 90s, in the late 90s and early aughts when those guys were still hanging around the league.
Yeah, man.
And man, those dudes, you really hated them. What a weird spot for an air quote athlete to be in where your role is that. You are the instigator. You are the mean man.
Yeah.
You're awful.
And then old school, you're in there just to fight.
Yeah. That's it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's it.
So Brent Severn, who of course is on Victory Plus and does his stuff with Brian Ray, he was a Stars goon at one point. And he wrote an article once in Sports Illustrated, this is probably 15 years ago, about his life as a goon and how he dreaded it and how it led him into depression. Because he's like, imagine being told, hey, go out there and fight that guy. You don't have any feelings of hatred towards him. You're not mad at him. You just got to go and start punching this dude in the face. But that's how you could stay in the league.
Damn.
It's a fast. I got to find it. Because that article was, especially for somebody like that, that's a local guy, that was his role. His role was to go out and, hey, fight this guy when the coach tells you.
And
you're really not even a player.
Kind of, yeah, you're right.
I mean, you are, but you're not. God, it's so weird. Yes, and that's the only way you're able to make money and stay in the league is to just be this dude. That would, I think emotionally and mentally, that would wipe you out.
Yeah, I think it does. But as for a goon, my wife finds him quite attractive.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. Yeah.
Sebby's a handsome feller.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, she mentioned that. She mentions it way too many times.
As you guys go to the NFL draft. As you guys go to the NFL draft, which draft is the biggest crapshoot in the first round? It seems like the answer is basketball. Says, but he's not sure. The hit rate in the NFL has to be the highest.
I would think so. I would say that the biggest crapshoot is baseball.
Yeah, baseball is, man, you see number one picks in baseball that never sniff the majors.
Yeah, and then even if it's a good pick, you won't see the results of that for three, four, 5 years.
No.
Yeah, I would say it's baseball, then hockey, then basketball, then the NFL.
I think that's the correct order.
Yeah, and I think the only reason that, well, I mean, football's its own entity, but I think that people are consumed by that draft and the basketball draft because it's immediate.
Right, exactly.
Like those dudes, you're going to see them in a couple of months, 100%, at least get a shot with your team. Whereas, yeah, the other leagues, it's like, oh my God, we got Jack Leiter. All right. Well, we'll see you in 3 years.
Right. Right.
That's just weird.
It is.
Yes. Cause you're a pro, but you're not a pro at the level like you're talking about, Corby. I mean, Mendoza's going to get drafted first overall. He very likely is going to be the starting quarterback week one for the Raiders. And that is not that way in hockey or baseball with number one overall picks. Sometimes it is, but not always.
Between periods, Stars players will eat smoothies with up to 2,500 calories in them to replace what they lost during a period. What is the biggest meal you've eaten in a single sitting?
Ever? Man.
For me, it's got to be some pizza buffet that I did in my 20s.
Right. Where you're just chowing down on who knows how many pizzas. Or
yeah.
Did you ever try one of those giant-ass burger challenges?
Never tried the challenge.
No.
Like Tony Roma's. Remember that place?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, the ribs.
Yeah, they had a giant-ass burger challenge that I tried in high school. And, I mean, who knows what that was? And you had to eat the fry, like everything that came with it.
Did you finish it?
No, but I got close.
Was it one of those things the challenge was you got it for free if you did?
Yeah, something like that. And they put your picture on the wall and your name. Like, you know, when you're a high school kid, you're like, oh, this will be awesome. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm starving. I'm a high school kid.
Yeah, I think the pizza buffet is one.
I feel like they do that at that place in Amarillo, the steak place.
Yeah, they do. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the name of it. But I think that so many people have done it now that I read somewhere where they had to, like, make it even bigger and more. I mean, it's a steak the size of a football.
Yeah, and you have to eat the whole, like, all of the sides and whatever they bring you out and finish a drink or whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, I would imagine there's a lot of people that have consumed 10,000 calories at once at some point. I mean, all the fried foods. Like, there's people, if you go to the fair and you're trying all the new items that come out and do that type of stuff, that's a lot of food.
Have you done, like, a 12-course meal?
Man, I never have.
I've done a tasting menu before, but they bring out, the portions are really small when they bring them out. Like, you get full, but it's so many that I don't feel like I'm consuming that much. Like, if I go to a steakhouse or something for a nice dinner, I feel like I'm trying my best to knock out as much as I can, and that's where I feel like I eat the most.
Yeah, the dinner with Norm, there's a lot of food.
Because you're going appetizers, and then you're going to main course. You got to get some dessert. You may have a couple of glasses of wine or something like that. That's where I feel I am consuming pretty much all the calories that I have for the entire week.
Yeah, and it amazes me to think of people that eat at those types of places multiple times a week.
Right, yeah.
Whereas it's like a once in a year type thing for me where it's a special occasion.
Right,
And you gorge yourself. But there are people that do that multiple times in a week for dinner.
I know, it's crazy because you go to a restaurant for a special occasion and maybe it's a Tuesday. And then that place is packed. You're like, how's it packed on a Tuesday? I can understand the weekend, but on a Tuesday, people are here.
Yep.
But no, you're right.
Chowing down, man.
A lot of people that's
delicious.
That's
food.
That's what they do.